I want to remind the contestants that anyone who's come after we started, we do have forms over here and over here, pledge forms. The funds that you pledge will go to the ISK, inshallah, not to the contestants. However, the contestant that receives the highest amount in total pledges will be one of the top winners, inshallah. So I really want to encourage everyone to really be generous, inshallah, and show that the effort that our young friends have put into their presentations is really worthwhile, inshallah. The next speech is titled Muslim Youth in Kingston, very relevant to us, I assume. And I'd like to call upon Zainab Beg.
Backups down. Assalamu alaikum everyone, my name is Zainab Beg and I'm 14 years old. I'd just like to apologize in advance if my speech is kind of short, but I prefer short and to the point, and I usually talk fast when I'm nervous. For my speech, I chose to talk about Muslim youth in Kingston because it's something I can easily relate to. For those of you that don't know, mashallah, there are a lot of Muslim youth in Kingston. And as you can see today, several of them are actively involved with the Muslim community. However, there are so many youth members that aren't constantly involved. Some of the reasons why they're not involved is that the fact that our youth group stopped having meetings and scheduling events. When there are events, they don't hear about them or are unable to come. Also, there aren't as many events happening as there used to be. I know, mashallah, a few people have suggested things, such as starting up a basketball group for girls or planning just to get together. But sadly, the events never seem to go through, or we have a meeting but never seem to actually have the event. So my goal today is to get youth members together more often. Some ideas as for what we can do is bowling, skiing in the winter, laser tagging, things like that. For guys, there could be basketball or a hockey tournament. For girls, there could be a Muslim fashion show or something. We could have monthly potlucks with a guest speaker. One week we could do something fun, or the other week we could have the imam do a talk for us. We could possibly carpool or rent a bus and go to Wonderland, or just sightseeing around a city like Ottawa. Basically anything that would get us all the youth together. However, for all this to take place, we'd need someone who could plan all this, and we'd need to communicate with each other and come up with other ideas, because this won't work unless the youth is interested and committed. Just like we have an event coordinator, we should have a youth coordinator, someone who constantly coordinates events for youth and is making sure that everyone knows about the event. Because to me, Muslim youth getting together is just as important as children coming to Quran class and learning about Islam. I'd also like to thank Brother Sikandar and Sister Farheen for being great influences on this mosque. It's been really nice seeing the kids excited to come to Quran class and playing hockey afterwards. And the youth talks Imam Sikandar does every week are really interesting. I've also met some of my friends at this school, and just this year I've met so many girls that I didn't even know before. My final message to the parents here today is that don't force your children to come to youth group or to come to the mosque or attend a talk. But do encourage them to be involved with the Muslim community, because the Muslim youth today will be tomorrow's respected elders. Jazakallah for listening to my speech, and good job to all the speakers today for having the courage to get up here and speak. It's harder than it looks.
Thank you very much, Zena. I guess it's a good thing that neither I nor Sister Farheen are judges today. Our next